Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitove Institute radio show. This is David Wolf, your host, on December 21st, 2011. Welcome to the Sofitove radio show, your station for self-realization. We'll be glad to hear from you today. On the phone, the number to call, 805-285-9749, or write to us on our blog talk chat. I'm here on the line with Marie Glashine, who's in the Sofitove studios. Hello, Marie.
Hello, David.
We invite our listeners to call in and contribute, participate to the show, reflecting on a few themes in my coaching this week. One was that there is a quote from Dr. William Seilin, and he was the surgical director at Mount Sinai Hospital in Boston. And he would teach medical students. And he said to his medical students, he said, "I don't know the difference between major surgery and minor surgery. All I know is that no one does minor surgery on me." And this was very relevant. I was talking to some clients and I got personal realization about a few things, one being our word and agreements in our life. And so we can think in terms of, well, that was an important commitment. Oh, that one wasn't so important. And what we find, though, is that our word is our word. And if we tend to keep it, then the result will tend to be that people's trust for us is increased, our own self-esteem, our own confidence in ourselves is increased. And if we tend to not keep it, whether it's something apparently big or just something like, "I said I'll call you tomorrow, and now I spaced out, I didn't call, no big thing, that I gave my word. No one does minor surgery on me." And we feel that, oh, how come this person didn't care enough about me to do what she said she was going to do? And similarly, if it's just a little thing, but people come through, then that solidifies the relationship and my own view of myself. Hey, I mattered enough for this person to honor their word for me. So the effects of our word, as I said, in the beginning was the word, and just as the Supreme creates with the word, we can look at, what are we creating? What are we creating in our lives with our word? So, the quote again from a director of a surgical department in a hospital and a medical school is, "I don't know the difference between major surgery and minor surgery. All I know is no one does minor surgery on me." And we can think of that also in terms of like, oh, this is a big moment. It's a big day. And in a sense, if we're living with urgency, then we get there are no minor moments. We might be having relaxed downtime. We might be taking an important exam or going to a meeting that's important. From the point of view of living with urgency, though, point of view of living with urgency, there's no minor moments. We get that to the extent that we get that each moment of life is such a valuable opportunity. Each moment of life is such a valuable opportunity for realization, for joy, for connection, for self-realization, for growth. And to the extent that we get, because this idea of major, minor, important, less important, it tends to be based on some external considerations and not necessarily based on conscious living, on the real life of consciousness. We make that distinction sometimes, the distinction between, let's say, the external drama of life and the internal adventure of conscious living. And to the extent that we're connected with the adventure of conscious living, there's no major or minor moments, no major or minor agreements. It's all, each moment's an opportunity for integrity and embracing life and participating. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. Thanks for joining us today. This is David Wolf, your host.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead, David.
I was just going to give the number for listeners to call in, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to be on the show, press 1. Mm. Marie.
I just love it. It's like no one is doing minor surgery on me. And it's like, yeah, it's coming from someone who have expertise, someone who can really discriminate, someone who can make the difference, and then from that place of conscious discrimination and distinction, then he knows that there is not such a thing as a minor surgery. Even so, a layman like me or you maybe will think, oh, what, there is such a thing as a minor surgery. And similarly, the way you put it in our life, maybe when we don't make distinction or when we are half asleep, there is major event or there is major time and minor time. But from a place of conscious living, really being conscious and making distinction in what that means to be present in the moment and living fully, then there is no such a thing. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I'm absorbing that. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for that, Marie. Yes, and so the distinction between inner life and external life. And a core theme and principle in conscious living and personal transformation is responsibility, and sometimes in terms of responsibility, we focus externally. That, okay, I'm going to be responsible to create this monthly income for to finish that manuscript, be responsible to do my yoga every day, or stop overeating, or whatever it is, in terms of external habits, external goals. And that's an important element, responsibility for the results in our life. And simultaneously, there's, let's call it, internal responsibility. Responsibility in the moment, that responsible for my experience, my emotions, my thoughts, my words, responsibility for my consciousness. And whatever has gone on externally, and this is, it's an important interplay, an important dynamic, because whatever's going on externally, I get to be responsible. I get to respond. I'm able to respond how I choose. I can respond with contentment in a sense of childlike discovery. I can respond with frustration, hatred, irritation, bitterness. I could respond with fear. I could respond with courage. So that responsibility is there. And the dynamic, you know, we talk about, Marie, we talk about this connection of principles, this committed non-attachment, which can sound like a contradiction sometimes, because, well, if I'm committed, that means I'm attached. And if I'm not committed, it means like, well, like, I don't care. No. And so committed non-attachment means I care. I'm giving 100% towards my goals, towards in my life, in all areas of my life. I'm giving 100%. And the non-attachment, that refers to that inner responsibility, responsible for my experience, my emotions, my thoughts, meaning that I'm giving 100%, not that I don't care, to achieve whatever goal and result in my life and create auspicious habits in my eating, sleeping, and financial management in whatever life area. So I'm participating fully. Whatever the results are of me giving full effort, maybe the results are turning out just as I had written the script and even finer, even better. Or maybe I'm running into one after the next. Whatever the results are, that non-attachment, which is not apathy, that non-attachment allows me, it frees me to be enthusiastic continually. So it's not like, well, whatever happens, I'm going to be happy anyway, so why even try? No. That's, we have life purpose. We have life purpose and contributions to make. And so we're giving fully to that. We're giving fully to that. And however things are turning out in any given moment, I'm not needing to succumb to dejection or resentment or frustration or ongoing hurt and depression, et cetera, et cetera. That my inner state is not dependent on anything external doesn't mean I don't act in the world with power. I act fully to live on purpose. And whatever is going on in that manifestation or lack of it, I'm at choice. I'm responsible about my inner consciousness. I find this comes up quite a bit in our discussions, whether it's in coaching, coach training, seminars, my own personal process. This interplay between internal responsibility and responsibility for external actions and results in my life.
I found that for most people that concept is quite difficult. The commitment, being fully committed. I'm completely committed to the result, maybe in relationship or finance or career or so many. And then to find a space for detachment in that commitment, I found it that, you know, personally and with many of my clients, that it's very challenging how to combine the two, because, you know, how can I give full effort 100% to something I want and being detached from the result? It sounds very, very challenging and difficult.
Yes. Yeah, there's this idea, ingrained idea many of us have. Like, well, if I'm really committed and I give full effort, it means I'll feel so much anxiety and pressure. As if we achieve things because of the anxiety, rather than understanding, you know, whatever I've achieved, it's likely despite the anxiety and the pressure I felt, rather than because of it. And that, yeah, this is like, it can be almost mystical to realize that it's actually possible to participate 100%, full effort, full caring, and be free of anxiety, stress, and pressure. Sure, there could be like a healthy level of stress that inspires us, but free of like toxic stress, anxiety, pressure, and realize that attachment, the emotional attachment to the result, probably gets in the way of our full participation more than assists it. Because if I'm in undue anxiety and feeling overwhelming pressure because I have to have that result, I'm probably not going to be at my sharpest. It's known that when we're nervous, stressed out, pressure, that we're not going to be at our sharpest. Maybe even physically we'll not be at our best. Maybe even make ourselves sick.
Mm. Yeah.
And so actually that full participation is supported by that non-attachment. And we make that distinction. Non-attachment doesn't mean I don't care. Oh, I care fully. I care fully. And whatever happens, I know I get to respond with enthusiasm and clean energy.
Hmm.
And, yeah. And this whole process, it's within the context of the process of self-realization, the process of co-creation with the divine. And when we say self-realization, we understand it's a co-creation, right, between us and the divine. So as we're giving 100% with committed non-attachment, and we're being responsible for our consciousness in the moment, we're being responsible for the results in our life, we're also aware and responsible for our discovery and growth, as we indicated earlier in the show, that a sense of urgency means there's no minor moments. It doesn't mean every moment's major. Let's be overwhelmed with pressure. Every moment's major. Let's give it that sense of urgency. Let's give it that sense of playful urgency.
Hmm.
And then in that spirit, we also get to be responsible for what we're discovering, how we're growing, how we're co-creating with God at each moment. So that's another dimension of personal accountability. Even or especially when we're encountering, let's say, very challenging moments or situations. Okay, that can be especially powerful opportunity to look at not just how I created that and not just how am I responding to it now in this moment, but how come I created that? How come I created that in terms of my purification? In terms of my process of self-development, you may call that spiritual responsibility. Responsibility for our spiritual growth available at each moment, in each situation, each relationship, each time we're alone in the dark.
Mm. But if that's place that you were describing of like attachment, that build up stress and, stress and maybe unease in the body, maybe illness or maybe all kind of consequences. Then maybe I'm so absorbed there and I miss to see that.
Well, yeah, we'll tend to miss it again. Another way in which the attachment gets in the way of taking full advantage of each opportunity, of each moment, because we're so self-absorbed. We're so self-absorbed that we're perhaps not receiving or realizing the possibilities for growth and expansion and realization and purification.
Hmm.
You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host here on the line with Marie Glashine. Marie is in the Safetov Studios. We invite you to write into the blog talk chat or call in 805-285-9749. Also, after the show, we have about another 9 minutes on this adventure in self-realization. After the show, we welcome you to visit our Safetov website. That's safetov.com. I'll spell it for newcomers to the Safetov world. S as in Stephen, A. T. Thomas, V. Victor, A. T. Thomas, O. V. Victor, E. Safetov.com. We have dozens and dozens of links to past radio shows over the past 2 years or so. Also, their audio clips, many articles and videos on the process, principles, and practices of transformative communication there on the Safetov website. Also on the Safetov website, you can get your copy of Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. Also, you get to download your free copy of our CD, 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. There also on the Safetov website, safetov.com, you can register for Safetov seminars, Safetov seminars and programs. The next coach training begins January 31st. It'll be Tuesday evenings beginning January 31st, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's Principles and Practices of Transformative Communication. It's a coach training approved by the International Coach Federation. Get trained in spiritually based life coaching by Safetov Institute. For sure, the only coach training on the planet in the spirit of Safetov. Might seem to be obvious, but it's really very big and important. And we actually say, yeah, come try. Try any coach training, and then try the Safetov coach training, and you'll find a marked, notable qualitative difference. Also, our workshop in Gainesville, next 3-hour workshop in Gainesville, Sunday, January 15th, at the Sacred Earth Center, on 3131 Northwest 13th Street in Gainesville, Florida. The next foundational seminar, February 24th to 26th in Alachua, Florida. The next advanced seminar, March 10th to 15th in Alachua, Florida. The advanced seminar is optional. And for graduates of the advanced seminar, listen closely. Safetov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living, December 28th to 31st. That means that less than 1 week from now, actually 1 week from now, we'll be in the seminar room in Switzerland, Marie and I, conducting Safetov 3. We invite you to be there. And Safetov 3 will end, and it will just glide smoothly into a New Year celebration on December 31st. That's very exciting. What amazing timing that is. December 28th to 31st, Safetov 3, Adventure in Conscious Living in Switzerland. We'll be glad to see our friends, all advanced course graduates there. I think there are still another 2 or 3 places left in that seminar. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We've been speaking about the effects of commitment and agreement in our life, the effect of our words. We've been speaking about urgency. We've been speaking about urgency and realizing the preciousness, the value of each moment of life. And from that point of view, my understanding that the self-realized souls, to the extent that one is self-realized. And there's no major moments or minor moments. Every moment so rich and imbued with life and opportunity. And we've been relating this conversation to different types, different dimensions of responsibility and how they interrelate with each other. Immediate, internal, experiential, emotional responsibility. Responsibility in the moment. Responsibility in a practical sense for the results in our life. Do or don't do each day in each area of life. And let's call it spiritual responsibility. That we're accountable for how come we set up a situation in co-creation with the divine. Dimensions of responsibility. This is the Safotov Radio Show. Thank you for listening in. We'll be glad to hear from you today on our blog talk chat. We have another 2 minutes or so if you want to write or call in. Safotov Institute, we describe our mission as spiritually based personal and group transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Spiritually based, that's like our nature is a spiritual being. A spiritual being having a human experience. Just like if we see a dog, we think that's a dog. Actually, it's a spiritual being having a dog experience. Wherever there's consciousness, wherever there's life, we know their spirit. We know their spirit. Because if you just take rocks or inorganic chemicals, you can't mix them together and create consciousness. Consciousness is a function of spirit. Someone may argue, oh no, they can, they're just about to do it. Well, let me know when it happens. Let me know when it happens, when dead chemicals are mixed together to create consciousness. So spiritual beings having a tree experience, spiritual beings having a blade of grass experience, spiritual beings having a lion or tiger experience, and we're spiritual beings having a human experience. What are we doing with this human form? What's the special opportunity of the human form? In the Safotov environment, we emphasize the special opportunity of the human form is for spirit to realize itself. Atto Brahm Jigyasa, the process of self-realization. That, unlike other forms of life, we're able to inquire about just these things. What does it mean to be responsible? What's it mean to be urgent? What happens when the body dies? What's the difference between spirit and matter? We invite you to be in this question. What's my purpose of life as a spiritual being having a human experience? And let that question, what's my purpose of life as a spiritual being having a human experience, let that question inform and enrich our sense of urgency as we go in to the end of 2011 and transition into 2012. What's my purpose as a spiritual being having a human experience? Thank you for joining us now and throughout the year. This will be our final radio show of the year. And thank you for joining us. And again, you can listen to radio show links at safotov.com. Thank you for being with us in this transformational experience. The Safotov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.